Welcome, everyone. This is Glenda Dawson, and I have Eric Husmans here with us and a few of our other members. We'd like to thank you for being here with us through this journey and to maybe also learning how to travel like we do and channel the messages we get and joining us every week for this. We appreciate you're sharing the show or the event, the channeling. We appreciate you liking it. We appreciate your subscribing. And for the record, does not cost you anything to subscribe to our channels. So please share. Please let others also hear these messages. This is the intention. So, with that being said, welcome, Eric. How are you today?
Hi, fine, thank you.
I want to be there, Eric. Get some nice sun and all that neat stuff. So, hopefully soon I'll be at the beach, hopefully. But I want to thank everyone, all our other members who are here also. Now, for those that don't know how to do what we do, if you cannot go with us to the coordinates, please just set the intention and we will help you go through that and we will help you get there with our energies, with the Council of Nine energies, with any other councils of light that appear, whether it's Council of Eight or just Council of Light in general. With that being said, if we could close our eyes and take three deep, slow breaths, just allowing yourself to get into that space, allowing yourself to raise your vibrations at the same time as getting more relaxed and ready. Now, welcome any of our members. If they have coordinates or they experience something, to please let us know.
I have coordinates, 5 4 3 2 blue.
Can you repeat that again?
5 4 3 2 blue.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So I'm experiencing it a little different than other weeks. I'm experiencing right now a room with a huge picture window with a, well, it's like a unicorn. No, it's not a unicorn, but it is a horse type of being.
So white stack.
Yes. Okay. And it's like it, you could see the energy all around it. And it's what I would call like blue flames, where I believe that's where the blue is coming from. And they're just pointing out to look out the window, to look beyond where we are. Like I said, it's just one big plain room with a very big, it's like a whole wall picture window. And each one of us can see out there.
For me, it's very similar. I was looking out of a window, no room, but a big window, and I'm looking into the blue sky and the blue ocean where I am at the moment.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then for me, it is I'm looking at freedom.
Yeah. And what I see that there is outside, there's a, it's a kind of a doll, but alive. It's a very happy person that is just jumping from one stone to the next stone, and he is totally in the moment of jumping, constantly jumping and having fun. And there are a lot of colors around him. He's just in the total freedom of being in the moment. And he has a kind of a dancer's costume. But he's only showing how it is to be totally free.
And that is exactly what I was asked to come here for.
Yeah.
To be, yeah. To feel free, and to act from freedom.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And with freedom comes joy.
Yeah. Yeah, and now I think you can dance more.
Mm-hmm.
If you go outside, if you go to the beach, just dance. Feel free. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I was seeing was part of you that is doing that. But I mean, it's waiting that you also bring your body into that kind of vibration.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm literally doing that, I know, physically doing that, and a small anecdote, and because I was a little annoyed, you have to go to the beach, okay, that's a good thing, but I was on my own, and now I came here, and then I was here, and I am still here, totally on my own, but I was not alone. There was an inability to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
Now I am seeing birds, which again, they're flying free. They're going in whatever direction they want to go. Some land, some take off. And it's just like free to do whatever they want to do. Now these birds are, some are very, very white birds, but they're not seagulls. And then you have some blue jays, some finches. And they're just playing around by themselves or with each other. And it doesn't make any difference what type of bird it is. They're just playing with each other. Not just within their own type. They're learning how to get along. They're learning how to be free without the chains of expectation. They're just being happy for a beautiful day. Just enjoying their moment.
And nature is constantly giving us this message. It's actually all animals are giving us this message, being to be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially the birds, because they have this space where they can just be so, there's so much space for them. They are not limited to a field or, yeah, even a little forest. But they are so free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 5D, but I was standing on the shore the day before yesterday, and I heard it a plof. Something was falling down. No, tok. It was a coconut.
Coconut was telling you to
There
let go.
you go. Be careful.
And where you land, you land.
My goodness, a coconut can be heavy on your head.
Yeah, but me, I saw the feeding principle.
Okay. All right, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm getting move along. You guys got the message. All right. Eric, I hear you have the next coordinates.
Ah, okay. I have 748.5.
Okay, 748.
Point five.
5.5. Okay.
Ah. Okay.
Okay, so who's there yet? Already, I should say.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. But now we're looking inside. We're looking from the window inside. And then I think, if correct, we have the choice to see the same thing.
Yes. They're basically saying to look at things from different perspectives to make it work for you.
Not only to see the perspective that works for you, but in seeing the different perspectives, you're in harmony with the music of the world. You can hear the different notes, you can dance with the different notes, you can sing to the different notes, and they're all expressions of what one reality is actually going on.
And what means turning inside? What means inside? Is it small? Is it wide? Is it connected to other realms?
Well, what I am hearing to kind of respond to that is inside is inside of us. And inside of us, we are all connected to Earth, to nature, to others, other living things, to other universes, to other dimensions, other places, other times. It's
So,
just now to bring it all together.
lost,
To let go of that pre-programming that we're only allowed to see certain things, to just bring all that knowledge that's inside of you out. So then the out and the in could become one. It's divine. For us to remember that we're part of the divine, we are the divine, and the divine is in us. It's not me, it's us. It's we. It's together. And as long as we remember that, we can then do what we came here for and go and get our needs taken care of and follow divine as divine works through us. As God works through us, as the Creator works through us, we then become closer, more unified, and part of more integrated into the part of oneness.
And if we raise our frequency, we can connect more and more to our source energy, to our source. And that's what I feel is what we are invited to do, becoming more and more one with the oneness. And in our inner world, expanding in our inner world, and feeling the connection with all the other not longer as entities outside, but as real one light energy.
Feel that release. Feel how calm you are once you acknowledge and become part of the one or closer to the one. Telling us now to remember we are one. They cannot stress that enough. And perspective. Remember the word perspective. Once you surrender to Creator, Source, God, Divine, your perspective will change to a much higher frequency. And you will be able to leave 3D. And start integrating into 5D. Much easier, much faster. And pretty much whenever you wish to go. There will be a point where 3D is history for those of us who try. And take the steps to get to 5D, to get to that place of divine energy that we have been so craving. Opening your eyes and letting go of the blockages.
And the cat is saying, yeah, we do it. Yeah.
I'm seeing each of us as a light signature, and we're soaring through the sky and above the horizon and creating morning sunrise, I guess. And Eric, you're actually a golden heron, and the heron is flying, chasing after the sunset. But once he touches the sunset, their sunrise, once he touches it, he becomes this explosion of light. And there's a true integration of each essence within that sunrise, sunset.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Now there's swirling color energies breaking out from that image of sunrise and just dancing across the sky and through the sky. Each in his own reflection, if you will, and yet we're all talking to each other mentally as we travel and sharing our experience with each other.
And now I see a being approaching, white hair, very blue eyes, almost human-like, but not. Really very beautiful, very tall. I would say at least 8 to 9 feet. I say it's a she because I'm getting more of that female essence. But like I said, I'm using that because I feel that energy. And she is pointing out into the horizon, into the sunset, into the sunrise, and making sure that we allow that energy to shower us. Her name starts with an A. I really can't pronounce what she's saying, but let's just say it starts with an A. Yeah. And she's okay with me just calling her A.
How do you call her?
Rosa?
What is the name you're calling her?
We could just say A because it's a long A name and it's got a lot of letters that together to me don't make sense. There's only one A, one E. And everything else is basically consonants. So.
That's because it's in light code.
Right. So she's agreeing to, she's letting me, us call her A for now. And I hear it and I, it's okay, but it's not going from here to here. So. It's here, very good. But from there to here, not now. So she's fine with the A, so we're good. Unless somebody gets it.
I see it also, but no, my mind is not capturing it.
Yeah, it's A, like I said. Yes, it's very long and yeah. But she's fine with it, you know, for now. So that's good. She is a very glowing, beautiful being.
Okay, I will give it one a go and then I'll drop it Achnadera or something.
Pretty close. You got it closer than I did. It's two more syllables after that,
Yeah.
yeah, that's so, but she is very, very tall. She's slender. She's not, it isn't like she's very skinny. She's a good build, very tall, very beautiful, and glowing. It's a beautiful glow of energy that she has. It's very loving, very caring. And very understanding, compassionate energy.
What I feel is two things. First, her heart is wide open. So, and she offers her heart, or at least that's almost a portal. No, it is a portal. And she says, okay, if we keep this energy high enough as today, she will be in our meeting every week, and she will just invite people who are willing but struggling to open their heart, and that means to open themselves as a portal of freedom. She will be here assisting us.
It's fantastic. That is wonderful. Thank you. Hey.
She's also
Anybody? Yep, I was.
directing us to the colors that have emerged in the sky to recognize that we are the connections to the beyond, that our perceptions have been so 3D oriented that we need to recognize and listen to that which is beyond us, so that we can truly see how unified we are as a universe, multiverse, whatever. Because there is so much to learn, there is so much to grow to and become and evolve to, that's an open door. And her heart is there to also amplify those efforts.
Thank you.
Agreed. And she says, I know there is still lots of work to do on healing and integration, but she wants to emphasize, as Jess said it also focus on being just a portal to the beyond. But because we are all individual, collectively, portals to the beyond. And that is our purpose. Our purpose is not to heal things. Our purpose is to be portals.
Provide the tools. Thank you.
Yeah, and then now we are invited to go through the portal.
And
And
then
let go, let go. Let's use our wings. We have wings. How
okay,
does
and
it
she.
feel? How does it feel to open your wings? It feels mighty. It feels there's so much to experience when you open your wings. It is as if there is a new world opening. And I feel that my wings are some, I've kept them closed because I didn't realized that I could open them.
Okay, and she's always also telling that window is your heart, and understand that your heart, when we are asked to look through or from the heart, it is literally like that, because your heart is blind. It cannot see. But that's just the point. The heart decides what to see. And that is what you see. So looking from the heart in this example is looking through the window with the tool of your heart into freedom, because you decide to.
Yeah, and the wings are the symbol for the freedom. And the freedom that we can experience now.
As long as we surrender.
Yeah.
And as a reminder, for those who understand, our eyes see the past, our heart sees the future.
And once we start seeing things with our heart or through our heart, we see different perspective. We see more loving, compassionate world that we can capture and share, that we could be part of and bring that to others, to teach them, to show them how it's done, using us as the example, the way we live, the way we are, who we are, not just saying words, but living it and being it. All right, Jess. You're getting the next coordinate.
I was feeling it was time to go. I did.
Yes.
Hang on again. 7359 pink.
7335.
Go ahead.
7359 pink.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Anyone arrived?
When we are looking through that window with that code in mind, with the heart, we are shaping the future. And this, the future is then pink. Beautiful. Healing.
Like a rose quartz.
So it's not about looking for ourselves, but it's looking or casting out the world, the new world for everyone.
And I'm seeing a half dome encrusted with rose quartz all around it. So those crystals are pointing out in all directions. And there's a definite change in vibrations to a higher, lighter, There's a physical movement to the vibration that is just wonderful.
They say, indeed, they're your uplifting manner to matter, sorry, to energy.
It's funny because I'm seeing ballerinas do like a ballet with all their beautiful dances in coordination with each other. And of course they're dressed in pink.
Of course, I was just going to say they're all dressed in pink.
Yeah.
Yes. And they have also these pink feather-like things using in their dance.
And I like pink swans.
And there's a translucence that allows you to see what's real. I think pink was chosen because you don't feel the weight of some of the other colors, and you embrace that lightness, that airiness, that wisdom.
I agree. And I don't know about anybody else, but every single time that there's movement, I actually see the waves of energy being produced. And it just goes out.
And there's a very, very fine gold line around that energy as it goes out. It's interesting.
It is beautiful.
It's interesting, the outline in gold, as it moves outward, becomes softer and softer, and it becomes starlight. Again, keeping us connected to the worlds beyond us.
I do have directions for each and every one of us to remember this feeling right before you go to bed, whether it's today or tomorrow, whenever. Remember this feeling that you're experiencing right now. Reproduce it so when you wake up the next day, you wake up with that raised vibration already. Continue each day so it will continue to be higher and higher. So at one point, you won't even have to think about it. You will be walking more in 5D than in 3D. You will be sharing more love than it's possible automatically without thinking about it, without working for it. It's just part of who you are. There'll be no restrictions. And the freedom you will feel from that will be the freedom, say, for example, that Eric is feeling now.
I am.
Yes.
And, we'll, and the problems that you have in 3 days are no problems. Yeah.
Exactly. And everything will be taken care of.
Yeah.
Just set the intention every night. Remember this feeling. Remember this moment.
And sing and dance during the day. It helps to raise your frequency. Singing is so good. Dancing is so good.
And I'm seeing and I feel like I'm in it, a pink cloud laced with gold. Well, if it was a stone, they'd call it rutilated, with gold kind of laced through it. It's just lovely.
Okay, that's where I am at the moment. And again, as an emphasis, physically I'm alone, but in that energy, it's impossible to feel alone.
Yes.
And I'm saying the tree of life, redefined with pink, and the roots just going deep into Mother Gaia and stretching out as the branches are stretching out, but they're going skyward. The roots are going deep within the world that we identify as 3D, but it too is transforming.
Yes, I see that now. From my cloud. I'm saying that. Hey, I like the clouds.
No disagreement here.
Hold on and grasp that feeling, that energy. Don't release it. Understand that even though you may be physically the only person there, you're never alone. There's always someone or some being there with you, helping you, guiding you, directing you to better yourself, to be in that 5D, to let go of this density, to rise to the level closer to the divine, the creator God, and be grounded with Mother Gaia, Mother Earth with Gaia. So no one can push us down. Hold on to that and allow that energy to grow during the night as you travel. So when you wake up, you are already at that level. You don't have to start fresh every morning.
And I'm seeing bits of earth breaking up and breaking off of what we've known as earth. And those bits that are breaking off are just dazzling pink in their own right. But what remains is not that solid mass that we've grown so accustomed to. It too has transformed, and it is emanating such an intense white and pink light as if to say, I have waited so long for you to come to this point.
Mm-hmm.
if her heart could be expressed as free, it is free.
I am getting to the signals to enjoy for a moment, take it all in, and we will have to go back very shortly. I want us to work to get here, so we can appreciate it and learn how to stay there.
I'm seeing a lotus form over each of us. And that lotus is drinking in what we've experienced and bringing it into not just our heart space, but our soul space.
Okay, it's time for us to just capture and go down to our zero.
A will stay in our heart for the next 2 hours.
Perfect. Just gonna ask that. Thank you. All right, we're going down slowly. It's hard to leave, I know, but we gotta go. Take a nice deep breath. Release nice and slow. And open your eyes. I'd like to thank everyone. Eric, our
thank
members,
you.
Thank you. Council of Nine, A, and all the other beings that were here with us, showing us all this beauty that we can attain and we could be in. Thank you again to our audience and all those that keep following us and watching us and doing these exercises with us. You're more than welcome if you want to join us while we're doing this. Please just contact me and we can set it up. All right. Thank you, everyone. As always, namaste.
Namaste.
And we love you all.
Namaste.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.